Good morning, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press the star 1 and record your name. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Christopher Benedito. You may begin.
Thank you very much, operator. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and sorry for the delay. We were checking on the availability of the business partner presentations, and unfortunately, our partner world site is acting up a little bit. So if you are a business partner and you need access to the presentation, you can contact Sarah Molnar, and I'll give you her email address right now. It's S-M-O-L-N-A-R, S-M-O-L-N-A-R, at us.ibm.com, and she'd be happy to email you a copy of that presentation. So thank you again for joining us today. We have seven experts on the phone who are very good at using the whiteboarding approach, and we're going to learn a little bit about how they do it and what's working for them. I will let you know Brian Manzo is not going to be on the call today because he is now the integration executive with the Big Fix, but he did want everyone to take a look at his lessons learned around whiteboarding, and he sends his regrets. So thank you, Brian, for including that, but he's just not able to make the call today. So please move with me to slide number 2. Today we're going to have a roundtable discussion with our seven experts. You're going to get a chance to ask some questions, and then we'll wrap up by showing you a few resources and kind of suggesting a call to action to see how you can use this experience in your day-to-day job. First off, Mike Madsen has really, I think, said it well. He is very adamant about the idea that Tivoli is really key to IBM's competitive advantage. We are becoming an increasingly bigger part of service management, software as a service, cloud offerings, dynamic infrastructure, and smarter systems. But if you move with me to slide 3 here, you know, there are literally hundreds of products in the Tivoli portfolio, quite honestly too many to portray in any one sales call. These 15 or so products that you see here are our top offers. I mean, feel free to use this. This is a great starting line, but obviously with 300 products, you know, how do you get around that complexity? How do you effectively present the scope of the entire Tivoli portfolio in customer context, in business terms, and obviously around some, you know, pretty key things like service management and cloud and dynamic infrastructure? Well, today we're going to learn a little bit about that. We're going to learn from Karen Peterson, Maria Callaghan, Wade Hicks, and Rich O'Connor, Chris Baker, and Steve Stevenson, and John Seals, how they are using whiteboarding. So without further ado, I'm going to hand this right over to Karen Peterson. Karen, I can't wait to hear what you have to tell us about your whiteboarding experience. So take it away.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I'm Karen Peterson, and I run the practice for state and local government in the Southwest for Maximo. And since we've been trained on this practice, I've really taken the whiteboarding solution and customized it specifically to the customers that I'm working with. And so the biggest, best practice I use is the preparation part of it. You know, the way the story is told is very good in itself, but once you're able to take it, knowing what my customer's problem is, because it's very different than maybe a commercial sale or from department to department. If I'm working in a police department or I'm working in a utility, very different problems. So if I'm able to research and understand my customers and then go ahead and customize that whiteboarding story, still staying with the format, but being able to tell it as it directly applies to them. So if this way I'm not making a message to them that doesn't fit the audience. Specifically to what their problem is. You know, in the police department I just dealt with a couple weeks ago, their biggest problem is inventory and checking out all of the equipment, the tasers and the guns and the speed guns and all those things that they get every day. And so their biggest issue is that, and how do they manage all that? So, you know, being able to tailor that to my customer really is helpful for them to understand how IBM can help them, because a lot of times I'm dealing with the business and not with any, like, maybe one person in the room is from IT. So in that way, I'm able to capture the attention of the audience without seeing glazed over eyes, because they're able to understand it as directly applies to me. Oh, great, you know, there's 300 officers checking in this morning, and I'm going to be able to get them checked in and out on the streets faster. That's valuable for them. And then I use it as a way to bring the whole story together so that I can take not only just what Maximo can do, but the other pieces of Tivoli that can help the organization as a whole by being able to use the entire story. And then when they see that, the full life cycle, they just really feel like we understand not only their business, but we understand how we can help them and put a solution in place that's going to be valuable and improve their day-to-day work. So from there, I was going to pass this over to Maria and let her go ahead and talk about a story that is helpful for her.
Thanks, Karen. I appreciate it. Good morning, everybody. My name is Maria Callahan, and I am Tivoli software representative focused on core accounts. However, for the past 5 years, I've been selling security software. So as soon as I got certified in service management whiteboard, I very quickly realized that I had to tailor it to my story to deliver whiteboard to my target audience, which at that time were directors of security, chief security officers, and managers of security. So before the whiteboard for security was even available, I created my own tailored version, which I practiced first on my family and friends and then ventured out to deliver it to my peers, and then eventually delivered it to my first client. And after that, I literally stopped using PowerPoint altogether. The power of the whiteboard is really significant, and you cannot underestimate it. Customers stay engaged. They put the BlackBerries aside. They ask questions. They feel like they participating in the whiteboard and building the whiteboard, and that the end result is theirs. You know, we always finish the whiteboards with them, the customers taking pictures, progressing opportunity to the next stage, or sometimes even identifying new opportunities as well. My best practice was teaming up with my technical specialist, which was Scott Bauman at that time. And what we would do is I would start by delivering the high-level whiteboard, which would show end-to-end security story without mentioning any product names, without going into details about the product, just really highlighting the value of solution and how we differentiate ourselves from competition. And then I would pass it on to Scott, and then Scott would either in a follow-up meeting or sometimes even in the same meeting, we'd go into technical requirements and address you know, questions around the functionality and the technical specifics of the product. Some of the lessons that I learned while delivering the whiteboard is try not to turn you back to the customer. Ask questions. Keep them engaged and interactive. And if you ask a question, make sure that you do incorporate an answer from the customer into your whiteboard. Otherwise, they'll feel like their answers are not important and that you have some sort of agenda on your mind that you're trying to follow. I always customize each and every whiteboard to the needs and requirements of the customer. I try to gather those requirements prior to the meeting if possible. I would have a, you know, maybe 15, 30-minute call with a customer if I can. If not, then I would gather that information from Hoover's or from annual reports or just sometimes by talking to my peers, coverage reps, client reps, et cetera. And the benefits of whiteboard are huge. First of all, the customer, like I said, customer is engaged the entire time. Customer is feeling that you are understanding their problems, that you are knowledgeable and confident enough in your material to use the free flow format versus a scripted format. And they trust you. They feel like you are a peer of theirs and that you're not trying to sell them product and function, but you're really trying to address their problems and find the best solution to address their needs. And I would recommend to create your own whiteboard. Don't be afraid to, you know, differentiate yourself. Don't be afraid to customize it to what feels comfortable, what makes you feel comfortable. Don't try to be caught up in details, colors and pictures, et cetera. Do what's comfortable for you and just do it, you know, again and again and again. The more you practice, the better you'll get at it. So with that, I'll pass it on to the next speaker, and that is Wade Hicks.
Great, Maria. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Wade Hicks, and I'm a Tivoli sales specialist here in the Great Lakes area. I'm an investment rep that handles about 25 accounts in a four-state area. I've had a lot of practice with the whiteboard and whiteboard selling approach. I have for a long time felt like death by PowerPoint is one of the worst tortures we can put our customers through, and that by using the whiteboard approach, it really allows us to differentiate ourselves. I think whiteboarding in and of itself allows the introduction of our capabilities without using a lot of product tool names and industry acronyms, and it provides flexibility that I find PowerPoint to be somewhat restrictive. And so it allows us to be much more focused on the customer's areas of need and interest, and we can get them involved. As Karen and Maria have both indicated, doing the homework is very important. I think it's our fiduciary responsibility to our customers to learn as much as we can about their industry, about their specific business, and their pains before we show up. And I have found that one of the best places to find this type of information is reading annual reports. If you can simply take the time to read the letter from the chairman of the board and the president's letters, it gives you a lot of information, as well as the 10K and 10Q reports give you a good idea in terms of how the business is going, where they're focused, their priorities, et cetera. The other thing that I think is important, my accounts are in financial services, retail, as well as manufacturing. And I think it's important for us to use examples, to use nomenclature that is germane to the given customer's industry. So, you know, the more homework we can do and the more tailoring we can do of the presentation, not necessarily focus specifically, for example, on our security capabilities or on our storage capabilities, even service management, but more tailored towards understanding and using words and nomenclature and terms that are familiar to the customer in their business. You know, I think we tend to fall in love with our technology as well as the names of our products and acronyms, and a lot of times we throw them around and we aren't even aware of it, and the customer gets confused. Plus, you know, quite frankly, as Chris was talking about, with all of the product solution sets that we have to offer, it can be very overwhelming if we talk product names versus capabilities and solutions that we can bring. I guess the other point that I would make in terms of just best practices is be sure that you have gone through what you want to present with the customer, have a basic outline in terms of how you would like to lead the conversation. So have a plan, but be flexible enough that as the customer asks questions and it moves in a different direction, it really drives the content of what it is you're going to share with them in that given whiteboard session. As far as tips, again, I would eliminate acronyms and focus on business drivers, how we can deliver business value. As it relates to customizations, I have found that with most of my accounts, especially if you can get the right people in the room, I think that's a real key, is be sure that when you're doing this whiteboard presentation, that you have people that are responsible for areas that we have solutions to address. And then you can paint the whole picture. Sometimes you get through the entire whiteboard story, but other times, you know, you get to a point where you're fleshing out enough opportunities, the customer is interested in doing a deeper dive, and don't feel like you have to get through the entire whiteboard build in order for it to be an effective meeting. I mean, I have found that in every session where we have used this whiteboard approach, that one, the customer gets a lot more actively involved. We tend to walk away with identified opportunities and next steps, and I think the whiteboarding approach is one of the prime reasons that this happens. A specific customer example, Brian Witterstatter and I, delivered a whiteboard presentation, and Brian is one of my technical resources and is excellent at delivering this whiteboard approach himself. But at Safe Light Auto Glass, we went from what I called 0 to 80 in a short period of time, and one of the prime reasons we were successful is we painted this picture of how organizations are structured and some of the common challenges they have. We were able to capture some of their existing tools as well as some of the gaps that they had and also provide some direction in terms of best practices and so forth. It became a very relaxed, very interactive session, and we were able to identify five or six different areas of key opportunity that we are now actively following up on. So in my final thoughts, I guess, I find whiteboarding to be the most and only effective way of selling our portfolio. Be careful about the number of folks you have participating in the room. Having the right folks is key. If you have too many, we did one lunch and learn with a client over in Indianapolis, and I think there were nine representatives from the client, and everyone was weighing in to the point that it became somewhat confusing. But nonetheless, I think whiteboarding is, in fact, the right and best approach, and I intend on continuing to use the whiteboarding methodology. With that, I'll hand it off to our next presenter, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ward. Hi, everybody. This is Rich O'Connor. I'm an enterprise sales rep out of Colorado. I handle the investment space for Colorado, Nevada, as well as Utah. Kind of my first experience with the whiteboard was a couple years ago. Chris Baker, actually, who's coming on next, did a big meeting with a bunch of the ESRs and other specialists, and we had to basically listen to what Chris had to say. And Chris made it very simple to understand this whiteboarding and ITSM approach. I guess the worst part of this is we all knew that we were going to have to practice in front of our peers and present. Needless to say, after going through this the first time and everybody having to do it, everybody stumbled, you know, greatly. And not only the salespeople, but our management did as well. It's just a hard thing to get up there and do. But with practice, it becomes a lot easier. By the time we did this on our second time around, you know, everybody was more focused, I think got a lot more out of it, and it really turned everything around and gave everybody an idea going into this that this was a great outline for an ITSM approach. Some of the best practices and tips that I've really taken away is when I came to IBM, the one thing that I heard from both our internal folks as well as our external folks is Tivoli is an only monitoring, you know, organization. We're the OmegaMon company. We are the distributed monitoring company. And as we all know, it's much more than that. And with this framework that's outlaid in this ITSM approach, it makes it super easy to go through, you know, and talk about, you know, the framework from a security standpoint, a storage standpoint, an event management standpoint, and it really flows. This is the same way with our internal sales force, too. We all have, you know, ISSRs, client execs that have a number of different solutions that they're presenting. And if we can take them through this framework as well, I think it becomes quite valuable for them to kind of, you know, set us apart as not being only a monitoring piece within IBM. Kind of whiteboarding as a discussion, you know, the one thing that I think that we do really well with the whiteboard is set ourselves apart from the others. You know, Ward made a lot of great examples of that, but you know, any time that you're in this discussion and you're not doing a whiteboard or you're just going through the motions of the customer saying, I have a pain around monitoring or I have a pain around, you know, application availabilities, we have a tendency to go right to point solutions. Sometimes that works, but if we can guide the customer through, you know, this whiteboard, it's much more effective. I have an example of this, and this is, you know, maybe a year and a half ago. I was with my IT architect, Tom Sakala, in Arizona, and we were kind of doing an overview at the city of Phoenix, and you know, their main pain there, we found out, was taking their job scheduler from the mainframe to the distributed platform. By the time I started getting up and doing the whiteboard, you know, I went through the framework. I started talking around, you know, security, what they had done. And with this, the IT manager, you know, basically was sleeping. I had to figure out a way quickly to remember that the whole purpose right now was to turn this back into job scheduling and automation. We were able to do that. But that's kind of one of the pitfalls is to know your audience and figure that out. I think Ward mentioned something that was extremely important, and that is don't try to go through everything. You know, one of the great things about this is it's a two-way dialogue. It's an outline for you to discuss with your customer, you know, what's important to them by asking them questions. If you find a pain point right off the bat, you know, in foundation monitoring, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. We can come back and do the rest of the whiteboard later. So I think that's a real key point. One thing I haven't really heard from the rest of the group, which I think they would agree with too, is you need to make this your own. You know, we've had many different parts of the whiteboarding. You know, find out what works best for you, how it flows best for you. You don't have to use it as an exact template that IBM brought up. You know, if you feel more comfortable around something else in the way it was presented, you know, do it that way. I think that is key, and it'll show when your customer is listening to you. The other real benefit to this, again, Ward mentioned this too, is we need to focus with our client executives and our ISSRs. If we can sit them down for 45 minutes and talk to them through the whiteboard, I really think that they will get exactly what we do. And after that, you can send them a slide that actually puts our products, you know, where they match up in this framework, but try to get through it without going through the products first. But at least it'll give them a better idea instead of, Tivoli being only the monitoring company. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris Baker.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Thanks for the plug there, too. So this is Chris Baker. I run the service management tagger team for North America. Myself and my team, you know, we are quite proficient at delivering these whiteboards, and we've delivered many so far this year. But as far as best practices, not to sound like a broken record here, but I think that everybody up to me, they've all said that you have to know your customer. You know, even to take this out of the context of a whiteboard, just knowing your customer is extremely important. That's, you know, why we're all in consulting sales, you know, and that is the one difference between, you know, being a consultant, sales seller, and a salesperson. So knowing your customer up front, getting as much information as you can about them. We have a great IBM team here. There are many people, many of your peers that you can leverage before you walk into these customer meetings. Nine times out of ten, they're going to have, you know, more information for you that, you know, that they can share about the customer. Hoover's was mentioned. Pulling, you know, the analyst reports, you know, all those things. Looking at their website, looking at the, you know, the about company information on their website. All of those things can give you a great deal of information about your customer, and I suspect you already know that. For the folks that on the phone that, you know, have also, you know, kind of performed or perfected their ability to deliver this this whiteboard, you know, I suspect that that's something that you kind of do up front. For the folks that are kind of coming up to speed on how to deliver this whiteboard, the piece of advice that I'd really kind of give you here is Rich mentioned that we went through some kind of grueling training on the whiteboard where you had to deliver it back in front of your peers. My advice is that if at all possible, put yourself in a very similar situation or setting when you're learning the whiteboard. Reason being is, you know, because it does add for some added learning. Constructive criticism obviously can be a part of it as well, or critiquing, if you will. You know, but partnering with one of your peers to kind of learn this is important as well. So as far as best practices, other best practices go, I do use the standard Tivoli, you know, whiteboard that everybody else out there is learning. One of the things that I've done with it, I've noticed that, you know, sometimes I'm more comfortable starting in certain areas of the whiteboard. It was mentioned early, you know, earlier, don't worry about drawing out the entire whiteboard. Don't feel like you have to get through the whole thing. My suggestion there would be that's true. You know, don't force your customer to set through it. You know, obviously if they want to stop and hone in on any particular area. You know, but at the same time, it's important for us to actually communicate our strategy, and this whiteboard is one way of doing that. You know, so I would recommend that if you can, you know, try to get through it, but again, don't do it, you know, to forsake, you know, the customer, you know, potentially being turned off by it. It was mentioned, you know, the whiteboard's a great way to communicate the strategy, what we're doing. If you've noticed, we actually have a lot of different whiteboards now. There's the Tivoli Service Management Level 1 whiteboard, but there's also a Cloud Computing whiteboard. There's a Smarter Planet whiteboard. You know, so really IBM as a whole has embraced the whole whiteboarding technique, and truly there are many different ways to deliver it. And I wouldn't say that there's a single right way of delivering it. It really just depends on the customer that you're going to speak with, you know, any particular talking points or pains, anything like that that you're trying to understand or help your customer understand. You know, that's kind of where the tailoring and making it fit you come into place. As far as other customizations that I've made, I have a relatively technical background, you know, and so, you know, I can tend to kind of turn it into more of an architectural, technical type conversation if needed, you know, but at the same time, you know, it lends itself extremely well, and the importance here is that you can actually relate it back to their business, bring in some business value commentary to the discussion. You know, again, the point is not to get into products. It's helpful if you can actually get the customer to come up to the whiteboard with you and start drawing with you, you know, sort of their infrastructure or how their organization's laid out, who uses what, et cetera. And in many settings, I've, you know, been rather successful with doing that. So a couple of the benefits that I've seen, working with a credit card services company, this has been, you know, about a year that we've been working with them. I actually started out, I walked into the opportunity, I believe it was, you know, somewhere along the lines of they wanted a business dashboard, business service dashboard, but at the same time, there was actually a real focus on this operational level dashboard that they were going to put in their network operations center. And what wasn't real clear is, you know, why? Why are they doing this? I mean, it's obvious that they needed some visibility to their infrastructure, et cetera, but what I didn't get the sense of is if they truly understood what were the actual business benefits of doing something like that. And so as we started working with the various levels of management within this organization, what we found out was, you know, having that level of visibility just seemed like the right thing to do, but they didn't necessarily understand how it would tie into the rest of their infrastructure, or even how it would even align with their service management strategy, mainly because they really didn't have one. So what we did, or what I did specifically with the whiteboard was, you know, working with various levels of management and some of the actual technical administrators in the environment, was kind of started walking them through different areas where this operational dashboard that they were gung-ho about having would tie into, you know, other key areas from a service management perspective. And, you know, the real value there for them was, from one perspective, they saw it as an enablement activity. You know, this was an area where they were beginning to focus on ITIL. They had one or two people within their organization that were actually ITIL Foundation certified, but other than that, they didn't have a whole lot of awareness. And so from a partnering perspective, if you will, you know, they really saw me and my sales team as consultants that were wanting to come in and actually partner with them and help better, you know, their environment. And, you know, we ended up growing out the opportunity to, you know, something far beyond just the operational dashboards. But most importantly, what we did was we actually created a customer who truly saw us as being a partner with them. And, you know, that was really key. And that's really what we were trying to drive for here. So, you know, the key takeaway there is that anybody can stand up and give a, you know, 100-slide PowerPoint to a customer on any given subject, you know, but typically it takes, you know, the consultants to really come in and be the consultative sellers, use this whiteboard to help your customer, help enable them you know, as well as, like Rich said, this is something that could be used internally, which we have many, many times before with the ISSRs, the client execs, et cetera. So it's just a really valuable tool, both with our customers and internally. I'm glad to see that IBM's embraced it to the level that they have. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Steve Stevenson.
Thanks so much, Chris. Again, this is Steve Stevenson. I'm a Tivoli software sales specialist covering general business in the Chicago area. And I have used the whiteboard for executive briefings and customer software briefings and have had success finding opportunities in those. But another area some of the other speakers touched on that I think is true value for it is using the whiteboard in quarterly business reviews. And my manager has asked the brands to review the sales plays that we're going to be using for the upcoming quarter. And so I used that opportunity to present the whiteboard. And my initial thought was that I was going to influence the industry software sales specialist, but was also able to present in front of the individual brand specialist. And they all indicated they had a much better understanding of what Tivoli does after the presentation. And actually, a month later, the information management representative was in a meeting discussing FileNet, and the HR person indicated they had a big issue with single sign-on. And so based on the information that she received from the whiteboard, she knew Tivoli had an opportunity and was able to highlight a solution and introduce the concept to the HR person, which created an opportunity for me and allowed us to get in and start driving that opportunity. So I think the success key is there is not only looking external but internal to the industry software specialist, but also the other brand people, because they can help you and help you better understand what Tivoli sells and identifying opportunities for you. So with that, I'll hand the call over to John Fields.
Thanks, Steve. Yes, my name is John Fields. I'm a Tivoli rep out here in Omaha. I cover mainly finance and insurance accounts. And I've had a lot of success using the whiteboard process, not only just internally, as several of the speakers before me have said, in front of CSSRs and client reps to let them know we do a lot more than just monitoring or identity management, for example, and just build out a bigger understanding on their part of all the areas where Tivoli can be of value, helps them get the big picture. A couple of additional observations I'll share with you beyond, or maybe somewhat redundant to what the previous speaker said, are that the whiteboard really does help you to lay out the big picture of what we're trying to help companies address within their business. It really helps us to lay out all the business problems that a particular company might have that we know we can solve with our technology. And then, you know, we can apply our technology to those business problems. But once you ferret out the business problems, they really understand, wow, they have a big challenge in front of themselves, and then how do they solve it? And it works out perfectly in terms of what our technology can do. The security whiteboard is something that we've used a lot out here in the territory, and it's been great because it really helps us to show that our security strategy isn't just Tivoli, but it's also Rational, it's information management, it's several different brands working together with a strategy, and that really helps us differentiate ourselves from the competition. Something I'll share with you is a story of a great whiteboard session we had at a briefing. It was a briefing that actually was called Vendor Day by one of our customers here in Omaha. They invited in 8 major vendors, IBM, Microsoft, Symantec, EMC, I can't remember the others. But we each had basically 2 45-minute sessions to present whatever we wanted to present. And the CSSR had seen our whiteboard session in a previous meeting with another customer and saw how the customer was just floored by the whiteboard session, how it led to opportunities, how well it was received. And from there, he said, you know what, John, I want with this vendor day not to focus on any of the other brands, but I want to focus on Tivoli and have you provide a whiteboard for this vendor day. So we did, and it was a security whiteboard, so it actually did involve information management, Rational, and Tivoli. But we brought in our security guy who presented it, and it was presented to approximately, I want to say, 40 different people. There were 8 or 9 rows of people, and it went extremely well, so well that at the end of the day, the feedback from the CFO, the CIO, some VPs over at this account was that our presentation was by far the best of all the vendors, because all the other vendors, as you would expect, did PowerPoint sessions. And this company, this customer of ours, they had been PowerPointed to death throughout the day by all these other companies. And we were the only ones that went in there with a whiteboard, and the entire session was a whiteboard, and it was interactive. And it really differentiated ourselves, and it got us great kudos from the customer, and led to definitely some new opportunities there. In terms of something to think about as a best practice, what we learned from that session was when you do this in front of large audiences, it's kind of hard to get a whiteboard that's large enough because the writing gets kind of small and you get several rows of people or they're far away from the whiteboard. We went out and we found an electronic whiteboard, and they're not that expensive. I think it was like $125, and we were able to, with this electronic whiteboard, present via our laptop the whiteboard. So customers were able to see us draw on the whiteboard, and it was presented via data projector, and it worked out great, and we've used it since in several customer briefings. So just in conclusion, it's just the whiteboard is an excellent vehicle to really differentiate yourself from the competition, paint a bigger picture, get the customer engaged, just extract their business problems, get their buy-in from it, and then tie in your technology solutions to addressing those problems. Chris, I think I was the last speaker, so probably back to you.
Yeah, thank you, John, and thank you to the rest of the panel. I do appreciate it. Some excellent tips and tricks. Operator, at this time, why don't you go ahead and explain how to ask a question, and I will fill in a little bit of time with a couple questions that I've got.
Thank you. And then at this time, we're ready to begin a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star 1. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks very much. All right, so while we wait for the questions to queue up, I got to ask this question here. So, Rich, I'll direct it to you. So when is PowerPoint okay? Have you used PowerPoint lately with any of your customers?
Good question. Yeah, I guess the short answer is absolutely. There's really no way IBM or any other company is going to get away from PowerPoint. It seems to be the norm. I think we've all at times gone into meetings where, as a salesperson, we're up there and we're introducing our technical specialist who's going to talk about, IT CAM for applications, and then we say go, and then the meeting goes on. Those are absolutely fine to do. I would say, though, prior to that, we need to make sure that we are, validating this. We need to be having whiteboard discussions. We need to be having the discussions that are we've identified their pain. So if we're just going in and they're saying we need a monitoring tool and we're doing a PowerPoint the next day for them, we're really not doing ourselves justice whatsoever. If it's a deep dive with technical folks and a PowerPoint through a demo is there, we need to do that. I don't see how we can get away with that. Remember, the whiteboard is an overview of ITSM and functionality within a framework. So it's not a products discussion, but it's a baseline to uncover what a customer needs. So if you're doing a deeper dive, I see no problem whatsoever using PowerPoint.
Okay. Thanks, Rich. Yeah, it is truly a whiteboard. It's kind of a blank sheet of paper. Let me go all the way back to Karen. Karen, how do you use references or ROI info as you whiteboard? Do you kind of pepper that into your discussion?
I'll add it home and draw it onto the board, you know, the percentage or the dollar amount that they see. You know, if I'm talking about how they can work with their call center, let's say that portion in service management, and so, you know, by being able in Corpus Christi to use a call center by using Maximo, they're able to save 400 man hours a week, and that amounted to, you know, $35,000 each week that they were saving, you know, and actually put those numbers onto the board.
Okay. Thank you. Operator, are there any questions from the audience?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay. Let me throw a couple more out here, and then we can wrap up with the call to action and maybe end the call a little bit early today. Let me direct this question to Wade. So, Wade, tell me a little bit about the success of the whiteboarding on your selling efforts. Has it changed your approach?
It has changed my approach, Chris. I mean, I guess the prime difference, and back to your question about when to use PowerPoint, you know, I think there are times where there's a technical session and, you know, for example, we're doing a TIM 5-1 deep dive session for a client on Thursday of this week, and it requires a lot of detailed information, and slideware is certainly the best way to deliver it. My challenge with PowerPoint in general in terms of how it seems to be used is we sometimes rely on it as a crutch. We read the information off the slide. And so, you know, the way that I think whiteboarding fundamentally changes the way that we deliver the message as well as the way it's received by the customer is that it really shows that we understand the business, we understand the customer's IT organization and their orientation and some of their challenges. It hugely improves our credibility from the customer side of things because as you're going through the whiteboard, you know, we're doing it in such a way that it's non-threatening. We use words like surround and enhance and improve. So, you know, whiteboarding has definitely changed, I think, the way we deliver our message. And more importantly, I think it's improved and enhanced the way that our message is received by the customer. So, you know, like I said in the earlier portion of our discussion, Chris, every time we've done a whiteboard presentation, you know, we've walked away with opportunities that weren't identified prior to the session. So it has really enhanced in the way that I go about selling.
Thanks very much. Okay, last question, and I'll direct it to John, but if others want to answer it after John, feel free. So, John, how many whiteboards do you think you've delivered and that have actually resulted in new opportunities?
I would say probably about 8 different whiteboard sessions. I know the last 5 customer briefings we've had, we've used the whiteboard, and I can honestly say that every single one of those sessions has resulted in new opportunities, oftentimes several opportunities. It's kind of hard almost not to uncover new opportunities because we really, with the whiteboard, cast a wide net in terms of really laying out all the business problems that we can address, and our strategy is comprehensive. So, yeah, I'd say probably 8 different times.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank the members of...
Excuse me, we do have a question on the phone.
Okay.
Jeff Kronberg.
Hi, just a real quick question. One of the really great resources we have on whiteboarding is these little flip books that break it down. They give a lot of good information, and sometimes you don't always have access or online. I was just wondering if there was a way we could order those because it's a good way to refresh our skills because sometimes, you know, we may not get to a security whiteboard once in 9 months, but it's a good way for us to stay current. Is there a way we can order those flip books?
You know, I've never seen the flip book. As a member of the panel, know what he's referring to and how to order them?
Chris,
Chris, I know what he's referring to. I'm not sure where to order them from. These are the flip books that we received when we got trained in the whiteboard for both security as well as storage as well as service management whiteboard.
Yeah, hey Jeff, this is Chris Baker, so I can answer your question. The flip books are provided as part of your enrollment in the training. What I can do is share with Chris Benedetto how to obtain those for the people on the call.
That'd be great, and I'll send it out as a follow-up after this.
Okay.
And obviously, if we could get the cloud whiteboards on that, too, that'd be great.
Yes. No problem.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. Any other questions, operator?
There are no other questions.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, listen, folks, I want to thank the panel. I know you put a lot of effort into this and took time out of your busy week, so thank you. The resources on page 12 will lead you to both Partner World resources. That link is actually working there, but if you need a copy of this presentation and you're a partner, you can still contact Sarah. But we do offer up the whiteboards to our partners, and that is the Partner World link at the very top. And the rest of the links are IBM internal. And as members of the panel have already mentioned, there are more than just Tivoli whiteboards. There are a lot of whiteboards around Smarter Planet, as well as other items that would be of use to you. And finally, just to wrap it all up, the call to action, I think you've heard from the panel how they've successfully used it. What I think everyone would challenge you to do yourself is, you know, set a personal goal. Deliver maybe 3 ISM whiteboards this quarter, maybe to an internal team, to a customer, to a partner, and, you know, just get more familiar and more comfortable with it. And feel free to contact the folks on the panel or online for additional help. So with that, I will close with this final thought from Brian Manzo, which is that it's always helpful to bring your own markers, too. He has found that on a number of occasions, the markers in the rooms that he goes to are not that good. And even once, he told me that somebody actually went and ripped the whiteboard off of a wall and brought it into his office. So he had his own markers, actually, for that gentleman that just pulled it off the wall. So, again, thank you to the panel. You appreciate your efforts, and I think we can end the call early today. So, operator, you may end the call. Thank you.
All right. This completes today's conference, and you may disconnect at this time.